السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى: إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ، يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and also all listeners over Radio Islam. Yesterday it was about this time that we were reading Salat and Salam at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Yesterday morning. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept whatever ziyarat, ibadat was made. But I have repeatedly mentioned that this is not some kind of a status symbol. And this is something that we have to keep in mind because of the ease with which we reach Madina Sharif nowadays. It is so simple and easy these days because of the transport and everything else being so quick. So we don't mentally prepare ourselves, we don't condition our minds, we don't focus properly. From all parts of the world, Muslim brothers and sisters, they arrive there. They're expecting 10 million Umrah makers this year. 10 million during the course of the year until Ramadan. Now it shows that there is something that is pulling in the direction of Madina Tayyiba. There is something that's pulling in the direction of Kaaba Sharif. I explained that Kaaba Sharif is that magnet that pulls hearts. We were sitting in front of the Kaaba Sharif, some friends were sitting there. Said, look, if the Kaaba Sharif had been a complete block of magnet, so magnet pulls metal, so it would have pulled how much? 1 ton, 2 tons, a few tons, how much more can it pull if it was magnet? If the whole Kaaba Sharif was of magnet, how much could it have pulled? And look at this stone, Kaabatullah Sharif stone, that it is pulling hearts from all parts of the world, the hearts of the awliya, the hearts of the abdal, the hearts of the qutub, the hearts of the muhaddithin, the mufassireen, the great scholars, the hearts of simple, ordinary, sinful ones like us. By the millions they are coming. And if it had not been because of the size of the Kaabatullah Sharif, then it's every person's desire to go and cling on to the Multazam. So as if it pulled the person from wherever it was, and the person is now clinging on. So that is what kind of a magnet it is. So what is it? It is the Tajalli of Allah Ta'ala that is descending. It is not any ordinary stone that we are making tawaf of. We are making tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. outwardly our eyes are seeing Baitullah Sharif. So that tajalli that is there, even if Allah forbids someday there is no stone there, there is no Kaabatullah Sharif stones there, then too we'll make namaz in that direction. So it shows that we are not worshipping the Kaaba Sharif. The same with the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a kind of a pull from all parts of the world. People just want to come and make salat and salam at the Rauza Mubarak. Indeed, wherever a person is, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. We read salat and salam. Allah Ta'ala's angels carry it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this I've explained 120 times to make it simple to understand that we have 1 million people this side, and if we have 1 million people that side by way of example, and these million, they have to ring their friends on the other side. They will press a few buttons and they will pick up the phone and say, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? That person within seconds from that side says, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, how are you? So if that technology we have now, which is so speedy, then what about the technology of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where the angels carry the salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? So that is for everybody around the world. Allah Ta'ala does not want to deprive anybody. But of course, the cherry on the top is to be there. So now that pull that is there, what is it? It is Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's presence. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's presence. His status, who can ever explain what his status is? Nobody can explain Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's status. Allah Ta'ala ki shan Nabi se poocho, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or Nabi ki shan Allah Ta'ala se poocho. Ask him, he will say. So it is not a status symbol if a person is blessed. Alhamdulillah, it is a great ni'mat. But we have to remember that the more the ziyarat, the more the responsibility, the more the obligation. The person has now to be very much on guard, very careful. And again, that example, if it's going to come 100 times, I'm going to repeat. I have made dua, Ya Allah, whatever is beneficial for me and the audience must put it into my mind. The last trip when we came back, I mentioned that if a person returns from Madina Sharif, generally when we ask a Haji Sahib, how was your Hajj, how was your trip to Madina Sharif, then everybody say, MashaAllah, Maulana, what a beautiful trip, so enjoyable and so refreshing and so invigorating and so spiritually, everything you will say. So Alhamdulillah, we enjoyed it. But the example is this, like of a person who has been invited, or a person has been offered his house for usage, says, I'm going somewhere, alright, if you want, you make use of my house. So now this person is given the opportunity to use the house. And in that house, everything is there, fully furnished, and there's food, and there's, the fridge is filled with everything to eat. Air conditioner, beautiful garden, washing machine, and microwaves, and anything that you require, everything is there. So this person stayed for 8 days, 10 days there, and then left. Now wherever he goes, somebody asks him, how was your stay? You went to Cape Town, you stayed at that friend's place, or you went to some other town and city or country. How was your stay? He says, beautiful, wonderful, Maulana, what must I say? That host was really, really very hospitable. He left everything for me in that house. I really enjoyed my stay. So that is his condition. He really enjoyed. Now on the other hand, that host, when he comes back, when he goes into his house, he finds that it is in a terrible mess. The toilet bathroom is in a mess. The kitchen is sink is filled with dirty dishes. The children were playing there, they broke the ornaments and they broke the frames and they really made serious damage to that house. Nothing was in a proper state. So now this host, if somebody asks him, so were you happy with those guests that stayed here? What will he say? He will say, I wish they never ever come back. I just wish they never come back. Because those guests were so honorable guests that they even did the potty training of their babies here in my house. So we were very happy and excited and we said, wonderful stay, beautiful stay. But was our host Rasool e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy with us? We enjoyed the good food there, the good hotel there, good everything there. Was he happy? Our outward and our inside, our external and our inside condition, did it change there? Did we make sincere tawbah from all those sins that we were engaging in when we were here? Or was it that in Medina Sharif also we remained unconcerned where we are and engaged in the same kind of gossip and backbiting and complete shaving of beards and complete disobedience of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just as we were back at home? But we were very happy with our stay. But was he happy? So what is the sign that he is happy? The sign is that when we return, there is a complete reformation and a change. We don't say that we are farishtas and angels, that after return there will be no mistakes and no errors and no sins. But deliberate sin and persistence, that is not the sign of an accepted Hajj or Umrah. When the person returns, there must be a very, very visible change in the person's life. If he was taking interest, he was gambling, he was going to the discos, cinemas, theatres, he was abusing wife, children, parents. If he was cheating and deceiving, if he was dishonest, if he was not loyal and truthful, so then now, after his return, there must be a total change. That is what I always call the mal of Medina Sharif. Otherwise, it is just a visit. And at present, unfortunately, most of us are visitors or tourists. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make our hifazat. Just 3 or 4 nights ago, there in the Riyaz al-Jannah section, late at night, must be past midnight, suddenly there was such commotion and shouting and screaming and a protest. Whatever the protest was all about, but where? Right there in Riyaz al-Jannah. And there was real screaming and shouting, believe me. Hazar Azab of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's masjid. And as far as musical tones are concerned, that is a kind of free for all. So will our host Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be happy with that kind of a visit of ours? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us there with adab and give us a complete change and a transformation. It must not be just comings and goings. It must be a real change in our lives. We must absorb there that noor is pouring there, is pouring. So we have to absorb that. We have to have our hearts right. Then we will enjoy something else.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein.
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aapka martaba is jahan mein. Your status and your rank and your position in this world is like the sun in the skies. When the sun comes out, you don't see all the small, small stars. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like the sun. Aapka martaba is yahan. Jaise khurshid ho aasma.
Dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina. जिससे इस्लाम फैला जहां में दोस्तों ये है शहर मदीना जिससे इस्लाम फैला जहां में
दोस्तों ये है शहर मदीना जिससे इस्लाम फैला जहां में दिस इज द सिटी ऑफ मदीना शरीफ दिस इज वे This is from where Islam spread throughout the world. But look at the tests and the trials and tribulations that they went through. The mountains of Uhud tell you a story. The plains of Uhud tell you a story. Plains of Khandaq tell you a story. Every piece of ground and every inch of ground there tells you a story. The same with Makkatul Mukarrama. There's history there. Birthplace of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Establishment of the first house for the worship of Allah Ta'ala in Makkatul Mukarram. Revelation of the first verses of the Quran Sharif on Jabal Nur in the cave of Hira. A person can take 1 billion qasams, go up the mountain and you can take a billion qasams and say that certainly, most definitely, without a shadow of doubt, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into this cave. People travel out, there are groups. Places that we visit, they say certain Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is buried here, certain Nabi is buried here. It's possible they are buried there. But we can't say with certainty. And here we can take qasam and say that my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in this cave, and look at where that cave was. How much of difficulty to climb. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam is going there and in seclusion spending days and nights. And there Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and the whole history we know. I'm not going into those details. And the verses of the Quran Sharif, the first verses, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, are revealed. Therefore I say that lots of things have been destroyed there. We don't even have much things left now to see there. The old Madina Sharif and old Makkah Sharif, there's nothing much left now. But alhamdulillah, up till now, they haven't been able to touch the top of the mountain, the cave of Hira. And Allah Ta'ala must protect it for all times. So they also, there's history there. We take lessons from those histories. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se sabak le ke paabande dastoor hunga. Go to Uhud. When I see those three graves in front of me, Hazrat Abdullah bin Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Musab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and the other 70 sahabas that got shaheed there, says, I will take lessons from their khune shahadat. They wrote the history of Islam with their blood and left. They were so loyal to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was no question of any kind of disloyalty. They gave their lives but did not disobey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khoon e wafa. Uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we all know the history. His nose is cut, his chest is open, his liver is taken out, his heart is taken. That rock of patience, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he too couldn't hold back his tears when he saw the body of his uncle. Musab ibn Umair, that very, very beautifully and well-dressed young person during his days, accepts Islam, and after that, when he becomes shaheed, then at that time, when they're covering his leg, the head gets open, when they're covering his head, the legs get open. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se sabak leke paabande dastoor hunga. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam falls down unconscious. The stone shatters his teeth. Fins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. In Khandaq, two stones tied to his belly. These are the things that we go there, we must take lessons from and try and bring a change in our lives. Otherwise, as I said, it is just a visit. So, dosto, yeh hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. From there, after that, slowly, slowly, Islam spread throughout the world. Gar nasalne ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga ho fughaan mein. Gar nasalne ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aho fugha mein. Garna salli ala ho zuban par. Durood Sharif recitation before and after. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the dua that's in between. So they say, what will the effect be in your aho fugha, in your dua, if you don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Durood Sharif on your tongue? Sharte tawheed kamil yehi hai, ishq ho aapka qalb o jaan mein. Sharte tawheed kamil yehi hai. They cannot be complete tawheed. Anybody who says, I believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and full stop, then that person cannot be a Muslim. Tawheed Kamil, ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to be in the heart. And when ishq and love is in the heart, then the person's walk changes, talk changes, style changes, everything changes. We don't need evidence for that. We are living in a world of Bollywood and Hollywood films. And all kinds of film actors and actresses doing their acting. And those who become ashiks of a particular film actor or actress, then he wants to dress like him, he wants to walk like him, he talks like him, sings like him, dances like him or her. Everything like that, because it's ishq and muhabbat. Now if we are Muslims and true Muslims and we got ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then any Muslim or non-Muslim who sees us, then he must see a kind of lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I mentioned this many times that sometimes we have doubt that how can we live the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He lived in a 2x2 room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 2 months sometimes the stove didn't light in his home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sometime when he's making sajda, his beloved wife Hazrat Aisha has to pull back her legs because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam needs some space to make sajda. He was after Allah the greatest and Allah Ta'ala could have given him huge palaces. But he chose for himself that way of life. But he didn't impose on the ummah that you too have to live in a 2x2 room. He asked us to make dua for spaciousness. The person is single, he can live in one room. Then he gets married, after that he has in-laws, sometime mother-in-law coming, father-in-law coming, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, uncles, aunties. Now where are you going to accommodate them? So you need spaciousness. Food also, so many things Allah Ta'ala made halal. Eat and drink how much you want. As long as you don't go in excess and you are not earning in a haram way and you are not engaging and indulging in wastage, israf and wastage, which is so common now even in those holy lands. I mentioned there in one of my majlis a few days ago in Madina Sharif that there was a person in Madina Sharif, a very pious person. In the 1980s he was there, the 1970s. So he used to go around the gullies of Madina Sharif, he used to go around. And his only job was, or the only thing that he used to do was pick up pieces of bread, anything that people throw away, dates and things like that, he used to pick all that up and go around. Then somebody asked him, what is this you are doing all the time? He says, Allah Ta'ala's azab comes on wastage. When a person makes israf, then Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. Now these people are people of Madina Sharif. And if they are throwing away food, so Allah Ta'ala's azab will come on that individual, it will come whoever did that. So to save him from that azab, I pick it up and make dua, Ya Allah, don't give him azab. Even though he was negligent, but don't give him azab. Look at that love that he had for the people of Madina Sharif. But go to the hotels and see after the breakfast or after lunch or supper, whatever they serve, and look at the leftovers. And the people who dish out also, they will dish out so much because they paid for it. What they can't eat also, they will dish out because the eyes never gets full, so much of food there. So they'll dish out food for Africa, but the stomach can't accommodate that. Because somebody is suffering from diabetes, somebody is suffering from something else, but even then in his plate he took all the cake, biscuit, falooda, custard, anything he can find, filled it up. And after that he can only eat that much what he eats at home. So the rest of it is taken, and before our very eyes we saw people throwing in the garbage bags. Allah Ta'ala protect us and safeguard us. They just throw the leftovers away. They don't even give it to the poor. Garna salli ala ho zuba par. Kya asar hoga ho fuha mein? Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin? Aapka rutba dono jahan mein. Where can a person understand your status in both the world? Ghair mumkin, impossible for him to understand. Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho. O bala jaye kis gulsitame,
नाम कैसा है प्यारा मोहम्मद, जिनके सदक़े में ईमान है जामे। सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। सब्ज़ गुंबद पे जिसकी नजर हो,
द पर्सन हुज़ गॉट हिज गेज़ ऑन द ग्रीन डोम, वो भला जाए किस गुलशितम, वे मस्ट ही गो नाउ सर्च फॉर अनदर गार्डन, हिज़ गॉट द एंजॉयमेंट ऑफ ऑल द गार्डन्स इन हिज हार्ट। नाम कैसा है प्यारा मोहम्मद, इनके सदक़े में ईमान है जान। So therefore this majlis of zikr with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, which is taking place on the very day of my return from that Mubarak city of Madina Sharif. So we make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He makes this majlis a means of khair and barakat for us. Fill our hearts with His muhabbat and with His love and with the love of Nabiya Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala must bless us with the ta'at of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Now if we have to go in any direction, we can take hours and hours, and we can Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life and seerah and all, who can really do justice? But we will conclude now with our little bit of zikr and dua. You also must be tired after a long day, and we too have had a long journey. But your muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala made me confirm this majlis. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who is the doer of all things. Allah ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. O Allah, acknowledge that indeed I'm the most sinful one on the surface of the earth. But my Allah, where do we go? Which door is there that we can tap for forgiveness of our sins? Our life in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. Our health in your control. Our homes in your control. The heaven and earth in your control. Where do we go? We have come to your door, my Allah, with great hope of forgiveness. For you are the most merciful of those who show mercy, my Allah. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. Ya rabbana, ya rabbana, ya rabbana, zulamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. We are everything, my beloved Allah. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But you are the most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even the tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock, in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? It is just your mercy, your kindness, your generosity, your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us. Eh khudai bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paida makun. We know that we are full of sins, my Allah, but don't expose our weaknesses and our shortcomings in our sins. Don't embarrass us, my Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. In the presence of the billions of ummatis that are going to gather there, my beloved Allah. Don't let my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel embarrassed because of our sins. How much of sacrifices he made. What kind of torture, persecution, trouble, hardship and difficulties he went through so that Islam may reach us. Now when it has reached us, we are showing no gratitude. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Hamare haal par raham kar le, karam kar le. Ab to mere maula, maaf kar de, maaf kar de. How long are we going to walk the path of the hypocrites, my Allah? Bless us with your ishq and muhabbat and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. give us the tawfiq of itaat and obedience of yours in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, in this Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal, so much of speeches will be given on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, make that a reality in our lives. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on the teachings of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, pour your rains of rahmat upon us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Make us do those deeds that are pleasing to you. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Create the conditions for the liberation of Masjid Aqsa in Palestine. Ey mere Allah, sare alam ke andar jahan kahin bhi koi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. We know that for some people it may be a blessing in disguise. But my Allah, even if that sickness is a blessing, change it to the blessing of good health. Ya Allah, for us, forgive our sins. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with contentment and satisfaction in our lives. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with ease in our lives. Ya Allah, open the doors of barakat for us. Open the doors of maghfirat for us. Open the doors of mercy for the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy from us, then where do we go? Then we will be destined for the fire of Jahannam. My Allah, you don't love sending us into Jahannam. You want us to get Jannat and you love forgiveness of the sins. Therefore, we are seeking from you after this majlis of zikr, forgiveness for all our sins. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have made umrahs and ziyarat, make it maqbool and mabroor. Make it a means of complete change and transformation in our lives. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Make it easy for us to practice upon deen and sharia. Ya Allah, ummat-e-muslima, sare alam ke andar aaj pareshan hai. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Pakistan, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. Ha, mere Allah, which part of the world the ummat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going through tests and trials. Apne fazl o karam se usko dur farma, dur farma. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our times. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtima ko kamiyab farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gasht talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khankao ko qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano ko qubool farma. Give everyone the tawfiq to practice my beloved Allah within the parameters of sharia. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death. My Allah, we don't know when he is going to visit us. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tawanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. वहां के गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता। बसर अब जिंदगी अपनी दियारे खुद्स में होती, वही जीता वही मरता वही गोरो कफन होता। Oh Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Whatever we have asked, bless us with that, and what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with that goodness also. You are well aware of the good wishes, good desires and aspirations that are in the hearts of all listeners, my beloved Allah. Fulfill with your fazl and your kindness their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, hardship, difficulty. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.